talking head. Now, for instance, and this is now the beginning of 2.0 somewhere. And you've got those two sides, you know, the ones that we sometimes find as political sides, but I would say, and of course, different ways of looking at reality and our lives, and you know, what to do and what success is. Who's the winner, who's the loser, you know. We got that big place over there. That kind of prides itself or you know, look here, we are the tough ones, we are the competitive ones, we are the winners. You know, we have these people who have committed their life and their souls and to making money, calling it success, or even better, and money is of course power, but of course money is power, so well, I mean, today you can see, I hope you can, many of us can, the result of this, this emphasis on it, well, you got the fine word, the free market. Yes, you know, we are the free fortune builders. But then, of course, we're also free to cheat. You're free to manipulate, you're free to exploit. And why shouldn't you? Because, you know, there's something here with money and power and all of that. Something here that drives you. Because again, it's about what is in there in us. Inside here, driving us. Here we can switch to the inside perspective. Great lust. I want more. He has more than I have. I want to finish him off. You know, some people say these are the some or other, there is a good force behind all this. But we see, today a world that is largely dominated by, or has been so, this mentality. I'm looking at this Mad Men series. It doesn't matter. We will sell cigarettes, although we know that they kill you, because we can make money on them. These medicines or vaccines or this and that, they may be good for you or they may be not so good, but we make money on them. That's most important. We make weapons. You can make a lot of money on that. Okay, they kill people, but somewhere else. And yes, we suck out the resources and the life power of entire people, continents, but somewhere else. And after all, we are the great ones. We are the leaders. So you see how there is this mentality there. And you know, when you have your entire intelligence and mind and consciousness completely laser focused on that goal, then you figure out things. How to get there. You can buy media, you can make people like you. You make your ads, your PR, your soft power. Again, power, you can expand and increase that control. And then you can tell your customers, your audience, your people, we are the good ones. Follow us, vote for the politicians that we have put there, that we support. And over there, those others, they are your enemies. They are our enemies, all of us, good people. They're trying to kill us, they're trying to take from us, they're trying to destroy us. So we need to kill them. But you know, then there are other. There's another side. And I'm not talking necessarily east or west or north and south or whatever, but you find this too, so many other sides too, but these different sides, little here and there. And that's what we need to look at, the good and the bad, and the evil and the so on. There, among us all and within us all, actually. So then the other side, which we find also today, is we need to build up, cooperate, help each other, make sure that everyone As a decent life can live peacefully, satisfied, if there is harmony, good environment. And we find old cultures that are based on such thinking. And this is often what you find in the old cultures, which has gone through, they have gone through mistakes and learning and successes, and they are mature, and some of those are now again coming back, and some people are looking at them and saying, we need to learn from our wise traditions, we need to learn to see deeper into life what it's about. But satisfaction is not just about money and power. Happiness comes from within. We should share, be honest, be fair. Have compassion. Of course, today, some people are scoffing at that, saying, ah, ha, ha. You believe in that? No, humans are selfish. All of us. So you just gotta make sure you're on the winning side, the strong side. But I don't agree. And I think we first need to open our eyes and see what is actually going on. And to see the good in each other and in ourselves. And then decide, which side do I want to live on? This side or that side? And whether we are living in a little village or leaders of countries that is a decision for us to make in here.